Hi, this is the PNB Elections Committee meeting of June 17th, 2007. I'm Terry Goodman, and I will call the roll because I have a list of members. Teresa Allen.
Here. Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Terry Goodman is here. Ambrose Lane is absent. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Henry Knorr.
Here.
Rosalinda Palacios is absent. Sandra Rawline is expected late.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Here.
Is here. Deb Shafto.
Expected in about 10 minutes.
Is expected in about 10 minutes. Jack Van Aken.
Present.
LaVarne Williams. Is absent or making noises. LaVarne Williams is being marked absent at this point. Carol Wolf is absent. And, okay, the chair's understanding is that Secretary Jane Gatewood must leave the call early and is unable to serve as secretary for the meeting. So if there's no objection, I will appoint Henry Knorr to be secretary of the meeting. Is there anyone whose name was not called or whose response to the roll call was not noted properly? Okay, I'll show that as convening at 5:20. And we there is the proposed agenda that was distributed, well, that was posted on April 12th. And I believe there are some motions being offered since. Does someone want to propose adoption of an agenda so that we can amend it?
Yes, I move that we approve the agenda, although I would like to go over it because I'm not where I'm at a computer right now.
Okay, and that was
Teresa Allen.
Yeah, Teresa Allen. Okay, so the proposed amendment agenda has been moved. Are there additions or corrections?
Serene?
Yes, I have Carolyn, too.
Okay, Ms. Roberts is recognized.
Thanks. I saw earlier, right now I can't see a thing, but I did see earlier that the motion to revisit the regular meeting night is way at the bottom. And I don't know whether we'll actually get through the agenda and get to it tonight, but I think since it affects our next meeting, we should move it up earlier in the agenda so that we're sure to deal with it.
Would you like to propose where?
Unfortunately, I did not print it, and I cannot access the internet.
Okay. Well, before work. Before immediately before work group reports or even earlier?
What do we have between the top and work groups?
Special reports.
Minutes and so forth. Okay, that's fine. Before work group.
Okay. So if there's no objections, we'll move that to 3:30 or so. That's the meeting date. Mr. Letter, Carolyn Burden has items to add to the agenda.
And then if you can add me, Bob, afterwards.
Right.
Perhaps Bob can go first. I'm still looking for my copy of the agenda.
Okay.
I'm sending through a revised tally sheet, but I'm still looking for the agenda.
Mr. Letterer?
Okay, two amendments. One is to expand the time for I'm just trying to look for it here.
Elections timeline work group.
Thank
you. Currently 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'd like to make that 30.
Okay.
And then the second amendment would be to remove where it says times are for guidance only.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, they would become binding and could be extended by a two-thirds vote.
Any objection to these amendments?
I do. I think it's a little bit cumbersome. Is there any reason. I don't see the necessity for this motion is my question, I guess.
Ms. Thorer, would you like to motivate your motion?
Sure. I've been on a lot of committees, and if you don't have fixed time limits, then the time tends to balloon to, you know, kind of, especially on issues that there's different points of view about, then the time it just kind of goes back and forth and back and forth. And at least if there's a limit, then it keeps it more manageable. And if there's really genuinely a need to bring out points that are new or bring out amendments, then the group can vote to extend. But this way it acts as somewhat of a discipline to make sure we can get through as much of our business as possible.
Ms. Burden, would you like to speak in the alternative?
Well, yes, I think that we've been fairly flexible as a committee, and I don't think anybody has really abused the time, although occasionally we do forget to keep time. So perhaps we could get the same result with a timekeeper just to remind us when we're running over. But I don't see the need to take time to vote, but it's not a big issue.
This is Serena. I have a question.
Ms. Allen?
And then Serena.
My question is, if we assign this time, we give it an extra. We're giving an extra half an hour to the timeline.
No, 10 minutes so far.
10 minutes. How long does that make this meeting then?
That makes the meeting end at about 10:10 so far.
Okay.
Eastern. Estimated time 110 minutes. At this, 115 minutes at this point.
All right. Hour and a quarter. Okay. Okay.
Ms. Roberts? Ms. Roberts, excuse me.
I would just like to remind folks that we do have a pretty short timeline on, in terms, no pun intended, in terms of getting all the timeline materials over to the PMB, so we can, you know, once approved, we can just keep moving on that because we have a firm deadline of October 15th for mailing of the ballots. And also that we are on different coasts, so that while I want us to get to everything, I think we can only get to everything if we agree to be moderate in terms of how much time we spend on each thing. I do want the meeting to end well before 11, please.
Okay, is there anyone who wishes to speak to Mr. Lederer's proposal to strike the guidance-only portion of the agenda? And Ms. Burden, did you withdraw your objection? Is there any objection to the proposed amendment? Okay, let's then strike the footnote that the times are for guidance only, and is there a volunteer to serve as timekeeper? Mr. Knorr, can you do both minutes and timekeeping?
I was just wondering about that. I think it would actually be better if somebody else has a watch, but if I get embroiled in my notes, I may not miss the time passing.
Yeah.
We promise not to get irritated at you if you get distracted.
Well, it's not. I'll do it, but it seems to me it's not very hard. Anybody with a watch should be able to do it. But.
I do not have a watch with a second hand.
Bob, I could do it.
Okay,
Bob. If there's no objection, Mr. Lederer will be appointed as timekeeper for the meeting. And Mr. Knorr, I usually find it helpful to write down in notes the time at which some things occur.
Yes.
If you have a computer screen with a clock in the lower right hand corner.
Yep.
Okay. Ms. Burden, I think you had some motions that need to be put into the minutes. Into the agenda someplace, and presumably under unfinished business. If there's not a requirement elsewhere.
Yes, thank you.
Some were regarding work groups, so we could conceivably put them under work group reports.
That was my question. I wasn't sure where to put them. So So I would appreciate that. So if we can make them S and G, perhaps, under work groups?
Okay.
Under work group reports?
Well, I believe you had a motion that would affect all work groups. Is that correct?
The telephone phone systems motion does affect all of them.
Okay. Is there an objection to placing that as the first item under work group reports?
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Why would it be placed under work group reports as opposed to new business if it has not been raised in the committee before?
The normal place for any new business would be under new business. If your question is intended to be in the form of an objection, the objection is well taken.
Yeah, I think new business should go to new business.
Okay.
Again, if I may.
Yes.
I'm afraid, as Sabine pointed out, we often don't get to new business. And I think that putting it there would mean that we would go another month with the same problem that I've tried to address in that motion. So I would really appreciate it if we could keep it in work group reports or in the work group area. Not that I'm doubting your ability to get through this long agenda, Terry. I'm just
right. So the chair notes clear differences of opinion on the placement of this item. So let's take a vote on placing it as other than new business. In other words, giving it some priority. Is there an objection to considering both motions from Ms. Burden in this question of priority? Because both would go under new business otherwise. So the question is, because of their importance, motions distributed to committee from Ms. Burden be placed earlier than new business on the agenda.
Okay. Ms. Teresa, may I ask one question?
Ms. Allen is recognized.
Thank you. We're going to take the chair, if I understand, is asking that we take both of them, that we deal with both of them and their order. Can Ms. Burden give one sentence each as to what each of these is about?
I'm sorry, I did distribute it late. Are there people who don't have the motions in front of them?
Ms. Burden, you can go ahead and answer the question regardless of the answer to your question.
Yes, the motion that I'm proposing be put in the work group section is to switch from using the Pacifica Foundation's teleconference system, which has a participant code, which is usually confidential, to an internet-based conference call system, so that we would all be using the minutes on our own cell phones and paying for them. But we could also be inviting, when we begin, get to the point where
Ms. Burden, you were not recognized to motivate your motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was about to explain it, right?
Yeah, Ms. Burden has two motions. One is to have the work groups use other than the committee conference line, and the other is regarding the composition of the staff work group. So the staff work group motion, if the committee approves giving priority to these motions, would appear during the staff work group report. Are we clear on the motion? Members recognized for point of information.
How much time is proposed for them?
Ms. Burden?
They're fairly short. I would say 5 minutes each might be enough. Maybe 10 minutes. 10 minutes for the work group report. And 5 minutes for the phone system report motion.
Is there a member wishing to be recognized?
Yes, Ms. Allen.
Ms. Allen, you're recognized.
I believe that we discussed in some regard the participation on the staff work group. So I would actually like to discuss that when we actually discuss the work group as it is on the agenda.
That's the proposal.
That's what I would like to, yes, okay.
Yeah. Proposal is to add these two items under work group with the proposal for regarding the staff work group coming during that work group report. Ms. Robert?
I'd like to actually separate those motions. Putting these for staff issue, which I think she said is going to be no more than 10 minutes, along with the staff list is one thing, but putting anything else ahead of the things already on the agenda, I would object to. So I would ask that it be separated.
Yes, Ms. Roberts, are you withdrawing any objection to putting the composition of the staff work group item during the work group report?
If, in fact, it's restricted to the 10 minutes.
Okay. That's how it was stated. So the question before the group is only on giving priority to the item on teleconference numbers.
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding. Would you repeat that, Mr. Chair?
Yes. The chair combined the question on the two motions from Ms. Burden and heard objection. The objection was withdrawn with regard to one of those motions. So the motion on amending the agenda is on placing the item on work group use of a different teleconferencing system as the first item under work group reports, rather than as the last item under new business.
This is Bob.
Ms. Lederer.
I would suggest as a different approach to put that that motion on the use of phone lines at the end of work group reports rather than the beginning.
Okay. That's in the nature of an amendment to the motion before the floor. Is there objection to this solution? Hearing no objection. The question of work group use of teleconferencing system will be the last item under work group reports. And the question on staff composition, staff list work group composition will be an item during the staff list work group report. Is there any preference on before or after? From Mr. Lederer.
Well, I think I should give my report first and then.
Is there objection to considering committee composition after that report is heard?
Ma'am, Carolyn here?
Yes.
Are we assuming that we will have 10 minutes to discuss the motion in addition to the 5 minutes for the report?
Yes, that's it. That's as.
All right, no objection.
As proposed. Okay, and on the teleconferencing system, which is the last item under work group reports, you are proposing 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if the secretary has these changes, but the chair does.
I think I do.
All right. Any further amendments to the proposed agenda? Any objection to the agenda as amended? Then at 5:39, the agenda is adopted, 5:39 Pacific. And we go to review and approval of minutes. Have minutes been distributed? I can't get to my Pacifica files, so I don't know.
Yeah.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Mr. Lederer.
Oh, no, if Jane's on the line, she should.
No, she's not. That was Serene. Go ahead.
Oh.
Is Ms. Gatewood still
on the line? I've been watching the emails, closely, and I haven't seen any.
Okay. Chair will interpret that as motion to propose approval of minutes that are not seen. Is there any objection to postponing?
No.
Then we can go on to special reports. 10 minutes on this item. First was continuing from the prior meeting any discussion on status and details of election supervisor hire in case anyone has more information to report on that. Ms. Rawline and directors would have priority and recognition. Does anyone wish to speak
A point of information.
Go ahead.
Is Casey Peters going to be on this call, or was he invited, or?
Ms. Peters was not specifically invited, separate from his receipt of work with emails. He's always welcome.
Mm-hmm. Harry, may I offer something?
Go ahead.
He was on our timeline work group earlier, and he's actually conducting interviews. So it is extremely unlikely that he will be joining us.
Thank you.
Sure.
Does anyone have more information on details of the election supervisor hire that they wish to go?
This is Lydia.
Ms. Brisson.
Yes, only that it was passed.
Oh, that the PMP...
The motion that this committee proposed and recommended to the PNB was passed a week ago Friday.
That was the motion on local election supervisor hire.
Exactly.
Yeah. This agenda item is actually on the national election supervisor hire, but the information is... but I appreciate the report.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't have the agenda.
Yeah, we had to have that somewhere during this meeting.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is that Ms. Roberts?
It is.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think, and don't hold him to anything.
Sandra, KPFT Houston.
Hi. Ms. Rowland joins the call at 5:42 p.m. Pacific.
My apologies for being late, folks.
No problem. Welcome. My recollection is that the ads hit in New York, and he's got a fairly decent batch of respondents. It has also hit D.C. He's got a bunch of respondents there. I think he sort of staggered the ad hitting the various listservs, although it's on all of our websites, and I think was on our websites pretty much at the same time in terms of sending it to Craigslist and so forth. In the different cities, he sort of staggered that, so he's not getting 1,200 responses from everywhere at the same time. So that's very general, but that's what I have.
Okay. Well, it sounds like this item is expanded to local election supervisors, which makes Ms. Brisson's report back on topic. Do we wish to continue this item into the to the next committee meeting in case there's more information regarding local election supervisors hires or national election supervisor hire? Or have we completed consideration of this agenda item?
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Now that Sandra's on the call, I know Sandra had given us an oral report, and wasn't someone supposed to forward something that Greg Guma had put in the report to the PNB or something? Isn't that where we left that?
Yes, ma'am, you are correct about that. However, I don't have access to my computer from home right now, so I can't forward it today, but I'm making a note right now to make sure that I forward that information.
Okay, that'll be an action item then for the secretary to note in the minutes.
Who was speaking, please?
That was Sandra Rawline. She's forward to the committee by email a report on what the executive director had to say about the election supervisor hire, national election supervisor hire.
Okay.
Any more discussion of this agenda item?
We might want to consider sending an email to the national election supervisor and asking him if there's anything that he wants from us if we could be of any assistance. Just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
If he put some of those thoughts in writing, maybe we could actually be of assistance.
Okay, yeah, the...
So as far as I'm concerned, if the chair wants to just... if there's no objection, the chair could send the election national election supervisor an email and say, is there any way we can be of assistance? How's it coming? Something like that.
Yeah, invite him to submit items to committee agenda even if he won't make the call. Yeah.
Does anyone object to that?
I'm sorry.
No, that sounds very good.
Whose proposal was that?
Sandra Rawline proposes authorizing the chair to send an email to the National Election Supervisor, inviting him to submit items for committee consideration. Okay.
Actually, anyway, that was
anyway
Teresa
we
Allen.
Can help.
Hello?
Oh, that was Ms. Allen.
Yes.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
really matter, but I would like to know if there's any objection to that.
I don't object.
And the chair will ask if there's any objection. Hearing no objection, the chair will consider himself authorized to communicate with the NES along the lines mentioned.
This is Bob. We're past time on this.
Okay. I think we're through with that two-minute item. And now if Ms. Brazan wants to give any additional details, and then if any other director wishes to be recognized, the agenda is an update from director members on any P&B motions relevant to the committee's work. Anything additional, Ms. Brazan? Anything to report, Mr. Lederer?
Just that the motion that our committee asked to bring to the PNB, which is simply that they set themselves a date to hold a teleconference to vote on the notice date for the bylaws amendments, which we'll be discussing in a few minutes concerning the election timeline. They passed that, and they voted to meet no later than July 3rd, and there's a poll going on right now of PNB members to determine which night works the best for the maximum number of directors. So, of course, as soon as that's decided, it'll be announced. And, it should be, it's not going to be this week, but it'll be either the next week or the week after next.
Okay. Are there any other director members of this committee who wish to be recognized on this agenda?
Ms. Allen.
Ms. Allen, go ahead.
I would like to thank Director Lederer for following up on that, because unless you stay on top of it with the National Board, there are so many other things they need to consider. So I do appreciate that.
Thank you. Any other director wishes to be recognized? Okay. The next item on the agenda, I added committee report to the PMB in case I had a report ready for committee review. I don't have one. But it's still an agenda item if the former chair, Ms. Burden, wishes to be recognized for any suggestions. I'll do that first and then open it up to any other committee members.
Well, thank you. I only have commiseration, no suggestions. If I can help, please ask me specifically, but I'm not sure what else I can offer.
Yeah, primarily the committee of report should consist of the motions passed by the committee that require PMB consideration, and the committee chair is not authorized to place their own items within the committee report under the rules.
Well, I do think that there should be a section by the chair for comments and summaries and so on, clearly labeled as a personal opinion of the chair. It seems to me that that's part of the function of the leadership role. So
yes.
I did that, and I think others have done it, and I don't see why it shouldn't be there.
Yeah, typically the chair would be a member of the parent body, and in this case, both this term and prior term, the chair is not a director.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be useful to have kind of like a preface to the report, any kind of overview comments from the committee chair. A member would be recognized at this point if they would like to object to that.
I have a point of information, not an objection necessarily.
Go ahead.
Did I hear the words clearly labeled as the chair's view?
Yes, you did.
Okay, thanks. That hasn't always been the case.
that comment is out of order as a violation of protocol. Any other member wish to be recognized?
This is Bob.
Mr. Lederer, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's okay for any chair to give sort of broad overview, like to sort of sum up where the committee's at or what it has done or what it's not yet had time to look at or things like that, but not to get into very specific, I think we should have a proposal on XYZ. I think, any member of the committee, or for that matter, any member of Pacifica Foundation is welcome to write the PNB with their personal opinion about anything, but a committee report really should reflect the things that have been discussed in the committee, or, like I said, you know, a general view of kind of the committee clearly needs to spend time on X topic. They haven't gotten to it yet. It's definitely on our agenda. That sort of broad topics are fine. And I would also suggest that any report, even of a general nature, be submitted on the listserv for maybe at least 2 or 3 days before it's submitted to the PNB, just in case there's any suggestions or, additions or subtractions that committee members might want to make to the chair.
Understood. The chair will also point out that any member of the committee may submit a minority or a report, and it is proper for the existence of such minority reports to be mentioned in the committee report. But the parent body has discretion to accept or not accept any reading of a minority report. Are we through with this agenda item? Is there any member wishing to be recognized on committee reports of the PNB? Then we can proceed to the item we inserted at this point, which is meeting dates. We have a motion from Ms. Burden, who is recognized.
You mean Ms. Brown?
This is a noticed motion to rescind the original schedule of Sunday meetings.
I think you meant Roberts.
That's Ms. Roberts.
Then
you are recognized.
Thanks. Sunday meetings are a real hardship for me, and in looking at the schedule for other national committees and the LSBs, there's plenty of room on Monday or Tuesday for us to choose from in terms of people who set regular meetings. So I would like to propose any of six days that can be used without infringing further onto the weekend.
Deb Shafto, sorry, I got dropped.
Okay, Ms. Shafto has rejoined the call.
The first Monday is available, as is the third and fourth Monday. The first and second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday. Those are not being used by any other committee on a regular basis. So I don't have a particular preference among those six, but I would ask that we choose from those six.
Okay, I'm checking the timeline. Most of those days are full this month, but those are presumably last-minute additions that if we normally schedule our meeting, they wouldn't be so prone to do.
This is Teresa Allen.
Go ahead, Ms. Allen.
I'm on the Program Council of KPFT, and I'm on two work groups. They, one of those groups is already meeting on Tuesdays.
Which Tuesday?
They're meeting on the 20th. Well, it looks like right now they're meeting twice a month, which is like the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday.
Would you like to narrow the dates available in the motion that's sort of on the floor?
Well, I would still like to stay with the Sun. This is Ms. Allen. I would still like to stay with the Sunday night, because I am finding that inevitably, work groups and local committees are meeting on Monday and Tuesday night.
Okay, Ms.
So
Roberts.
So I'm on the staff here.
Let's get clarity on the motion. Ms. Roberts, it was first Mondays or
first, third, or fourth Mondays.
First, third, or fourth Mondays?
Mondays.
Okay, first.
First, second.
Mm-hmm. Third.
First, third, or fourth Mondays.
Or fourth. Mondays. Or?
First, second, and fourth Tuesday.
First, second, fourth Tuesdays. It would be useful if members with strong objections could eliminate some of those options before the motion got to a vote. I believe a member asked to be recognized.
This is Henry Knorr.
Mr. Knorr, do you wish to be recognized to speak on this resolution?
Yes.
I believe I heard a female voice before
you spoke. This is Lydia, if you can add me to the stack.
But you're not the person I heard, right?
Oh, you're not. I'm not.
Okay. because the person I heard wished to step forward and be identified. Then, Mr. Knorr, you're recognized.
I am on the program council at KPIFA, and as of now, we're meeting every Tuesday night. So Tuesday nights are not good for me.
Okay. Considering Mr. Knorr's important committee work, is there an objection to removing Tuesdays from the motion on the floor? So that we can narrow it to first, third, and fourth Mondays. Oh, look what I just got away with. Ms. Brisson, you're recognized.
Yes, I find that Sundays are really, really difficult just because like today's Father's Day, but there are a lot of, holidays and special days and so on and so forth, not to mention our individual events and that we have to attend, which are more prevalent. And I would definitely support going to a weekday. And I think most of the national board committees meet once a month, and I would hope that most committees, I'm surprised that KPFA's program committee meets so often, but that's taxing, certainly, I'm sure. But anyway, so I would support the first, third, or fourth Mondays.
Okay, is there any member
who Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Ms. Burton.
I have a real problem because I haven't been scheduled yet for the fall. As you know, I teach, and my schedule has been Monday nights and Tuesday nights. So sometimes I can call in en route, but it's very iffy. If I'm on the train or the bus, I'm not very able to participate well. So I am fine for the summer, but as soon as Labor Day starts, day after Labor Day, I may in fact not be available on either a Monday or a Tuesday evening. And I won't know for another few weeks yet until I get my final schedule.
This is Lydia.
And Ms. Burton, once the days of your schedule are decided, it's every one of those days of the month. Like every month?
Right. It's a 15-week semester, and beginning the first week after Labor Day, and continuing, I forget what the final date is, but for 15 weeks, it'll be at least Tuesday nights and perhaps Monday and Tuesday. I've asked for a change, but I don't know.
Okay, I'll point out that if the committee schedule becomes difficult, you too can give notice of a motion to rescind the schedule
mm-hmm.
in order to get consideration of a change.
I was off the call for a few minutes. Was there a vote on this?
Not yet. Currently, the motion is first, third, or fourth Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, we should be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another member wishing to be recognized, especially if they wish to strike the first, third, or fourth Monday from the motion under consideration?
This is Ms. Allen. I'll say again, we seem to be successful with Sunday night. I'm sorry about Ambrose Lane not being on, but inevitably some of the local groups want to meet on these weeknights, and it makes it very difficult to participate on any of those groups if they're committed.
Okay, the member has spoken against the resolution on the floor, which currently has three options. If there is no member suggesting amendment, the chair will suggest we first do a fill-in-the-blanks resolution to see if there's any preference between first, third, and fourth Mondays. And then once we have narrowed the resolution, we then vote on the resolution itself.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Mr. Lederer.
I just want to throw in the point that that I know I for one, and probably other people on this committee, will be going out of town at various weekends during the summer, and which will make Sunday virtually impossible. So that's yet another thing, at least for the time being, to switch it to a weeknight.
Okay, that sounds like a support of the current motion, regardless of its final composition.
This is Lydia.
Ms. Brisson.
I think is the first Monday in July, isn't that July the 2nd, which is that 4th of July week, because it falls this year oddly in the middle of the week. So some folks might be taking off at that time. So I would recommend the since that's the case, that we go to the third Monday, because we didn't get into a Thanksgiving mode until after we might have to switch back because of Carolyn's schedule. So I would like to propose the third Monday of the month. Until
the third Monday in July has an audit committee meeting scheduled.
Okay. What is our other option? Fourth Monday? What's the fourth Monday?
The fourth is the 23rd. In July, it is free.
Okay. Then I move that our next meeting be on the fourth Monday.
Okay.
And then let's see what the... Do you have the other Mondays there? Maybe
well,
we can just knock them off.
Initially, I am going to rule that motion out of order as it would require a two-thirds vote, whereas the noticed motion that is before us that you're attempting to amend would require only majority vote to pass. After we dispose of the motion on the floor, you can be recognized regarding our next meeting. If we don't
I thought the motion on the floor was to do so you're going to accept the motion on the floor for either the first, third, or fourth? Is that
first,
the one you're trying to dispose of?
Yeah, first, third, or fourth Mondays of every month as a change to our regular meeting schedule. As you stated, your
okay. No,
the
then I'll support the main motion. I thought you were trying to narrow it down.
Yes, I'm trying to narrow it down for all further months of the term, not just next month.
Okay, just stick to the main motion, Terry. Move on.
Yes.
Right before I hang up.
Mr. Chair, I'm confused. May I ask a question?
Yes.
This is Ms. Allen. Are you saying that you're trying to get us to vote on something which would be from now on? Because I think based upon Ms. Burden's statement that we should not even consider something past August. Maybe something, you know, if we do consider this as an option, that maybe we consider, you know, July and August and then reconsider. But I definitely would be opposed to voting on something and saying that we're changing it permanently based upon her statement about her class schedule.
Well, Carolyn here, may I?
Let me first mention that I'm about to consider that statement as an objection to consideration of the notice motion. But I'll recognize Ms. Burden before I rule on that.
Yeah, maybe I wasn't totally clear. The possibility, it's most likely that I will be scheduled for Tuesday night. Mondays are not impossible, and I will not know that for a couple of weeks. So is it possible to amend this to make it for July and August? And then in August we can, or even by July I might know my schedule, we can fix the rest of the year.
The chair will allow that amendment if the maker accepts it.
And that is trying to get on the stack. I don't know if I can be heard. I'd ask to speak before Carolyn.
Ms. Roberts, you can be heard.
Thanks. I know Teresa mentioned that there are local committees that tend to meet on a couple of Tuesdays. And I think, you know, I'm not unsympathetic to the demand for local work because I do plenty of it, but this is a national committee, and we need to sort of make sure that everybody's being considered. And I also think we do need to be – the rest of us would like to be able to plan for the fall. Carolyn herself said that she thinks Tuesday is likely that was her request, and she expects that it will be honored. And I would like us to move forward to setting a Monday meeting. The audit committee meeting that we're seeing on the 3rd July, the 3rd Monday in July, is not a regular meeting. Their most frequent meetings have, in fact, been on the second Monday. So while we may need to, you know, pass our week and then make an exception for July, I really would like us to just go ahead and make a decision about when we're going to get the work done.
Okay. In light of Ms. Burden's statement, does the member who was objecting to consideration of the change to the regular schedule withdrawing that objection? Aye.
You refer to Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure she knows. She didn't ask.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Ms. Allen, I interpreted your comment as wanting us to just schedule the next month or two rather than to set a new regular meeting schedule. Which,
yes, and I would. You want me to motivate that?
Well, I'll consider that offer as confirming that you are objecting to consideration. Understand that because this is a noticed motion, it will require two-thirds to avoid consideration. Well, I'm not sure of that ruling. So, Mr. Litter, if you have your Roberts, you can look it up.
Well, can I suggest something?
Please.
I think the sense of the body is that that seems to be a lot of support for the idea of at least doing the 2 months. So I don't think we need to go through all that objection to consideration, this, that, and the other. Just vote on whether people want to limit it to 2 months or not.
Okay.
And then go on to, you know, if that wins, then the specific date. And, well, either way, I guess then you would move on to the specific date and time. Date.
Yeah. But there's still several votes here because the chair heard objection to limiting the motion to 2 months.
Are we continuing discussion?
If someone wishes to speak while the chair thinks?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm on the program council at KPFT. I am on a subgroup. We've started holding meetings on Tuesday night. It's very difficult for me to go back to them after they've already had these subgroup meetings and say, well, you know, a national committee was meeting on Sunday night, but now we want to bump me, and so therefore all of those people have to change those meeting nights around national. I can appreciate how national wants to take precedence over local, but it does make it a challenge once they've already had, you know, two or three meetings on Tuesday night.
The motion on the floor is restricted to Mondays currently.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but that's not how I understood it, so I'm sorry. I was confused.
There was no objection to striking the Tuesday alternatives from the motion on the floor. Currently, it's first, third, and fourth Mondays.
Is there any reason we're not taking votes on what's currently there? This is an inordinate amount of time on this item.
Yeah, actually, the objection to consideration would be handled by voting down the motion on the floor.
Yes.
Or in any of its forms.
Point of information.
So can we just vote on it?
We can just vote on whether to change the regular meeting schedule to be first, third, or fourth Mondays, and if the motion fails, the particular selection of the Monday would become moot. So I think, yes, we can vote on a
Thank
motion
you.
To change meeting date to Mondays
Thank
rather
you.
Than Sundays.
First,
point of
third,
information.
I'm sorry, a quick point of clarification, please.
Go ahead.
I've heard no objection to Mondays.
The chair has heard what could be objections to Mondays, but...
Yeah, but can the chair please just find out by taking a vote, please?
If you want, let's make it official. Is there an objection to changing to Mondays?
I object.
Yes,
okay.
I object.
Let us then take a vote on changing the regular meeting schedule to Mondays rather than Sundays, and if that motion succeeds, we will then have to determine which Monday. Does the secretary have a list of members, or should the chair call the roll on the motion?
I believe my list is complete.
Okay. Of the members that were not here at the initial roll call, have any of the following joined the committee meeting? Ambrose Lane, Rosalinda Palacios, Carol Wolf. Okay, Sandra Rowling, are you here?
I am here.
Deb Shafto, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Understanding our current role, the chair may proceed to vote on the question of changing the regular meeting scheduled to Monday, a Monday rather than the current Sunday.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Berzon?
Yes.
Jane Gatewood is no longer here, correct?
Correct.
Let's see.
Chair will abstain.
Okay. Mr. Lederer, I think.
Yes.
Myself, I'll vote yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
I'm a little out of order. Sandra Rawline?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
And Jack Van Aken?
Aye.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 affirmative, 5 yes, 1, 2, 3, 4 no's, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so the which Monday is moot? No. No, it's not. It's not. The motion passed. Okay. So we have to decide first, third, or fourth.
This is Lydia. I made a previous motion. I'll make it again, fourth Monday, because that's the only one available, correct, for July?
Mm-hmm. Right. So is there, that's the only one available in the next month? Well, no, the first or the fourth are actually available in the next month.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
I know that one of the members of this committee is frequently very, very busy at last days of the month. You might want to speak up if that would affect your work schedule.
This is Lydia. May I remotivate my date? You cut me off.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's finished. Is that the first Monday, again, is July the 2nd, which is the July the 4th week where everybody's going to be taking off. So I would recommend the last Monday of July, so the fourth Monday for the month of July. Someone else can recommend August if they have access to the KPFT calendar. Thank you.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Mr. Lederer.
Yeah, the KPFTX calendar shows that the archive committee is also meeting in the third week in August. So I guess it would make sense then for us to pick the fourth week in August as well.
Okay, is there an objection to changing the regular meeting schedule to be the fourth Monday of each month?
I object.
Oh, good.
Yes, I do too. Thank you.
I'm sorry, everybody, but I'm trying to tell you these are not good, in my opinion. I'm sorry.
Can we vote?
Yeah, did the chair is uncertain. If we previously voted to change the meetings to change the meetings to Mondays, or to change the motion on the floor.
What?
Monday.
We voted to change all meetings to Mondays.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we voted on.
Okay. So.
Point of information: Did we vote to change them only for July and August, or permanently?
Permanently until changed. By a two-thirds of vote of the committee, unless the change is proposed with notice. So let's vote on the proposal to meet on the fourth Monday of each month.
Okay.
Secretary will call the roll on the question.
Ms. Allen?
No.
Burden.
I'm going to abstain.
Ms. Brazan?
Yes.
Mr. Goodman?
Yes. Or abstain.
Abstain?
Yeah, they're all bad for me.
Mr. Lederer?
Yes.
Myself, yes. Ms. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Rollin?
No.
Ms. Shafto?
No.
Mr. Van Aken?
Yes.
Okay. I count five yeses. Three no's and two abstentions. Let me just check that. Five yes, three no's, and two abstentions, yes.
Okay, the committee's regular schedule is now to meet on the fourth Monday of each month.
Just for clarification, Mr. Chair, that means our next meeting will be Monday, July the 23rd. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Our next regular meeting, right?
Oh, yeah. I thank you for if that is the fourth Monday, I'm on the wrong calendar,
Terry?
In front of me.
Terry?
Go ahead.
That would be the next regular meeting, as opposed to a special, which we may need to do.
Yes. But yes, so we are meeting next on July 23rd. Unless somebody wants to meet again in June. Okay.
Thank you to whoever looked at the archives at the KPFTX to see that archives was third Tuesday, because I'd forgotten about that.
Well, I see another problem. The BAI Radio Committee to plan the LSB radio report from the 20th. We already have a conflict. Perhaps neither of the WBAI members noticed that.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
The LSB Radio Committee has a meeting scheduled for the 23rd.
Of July?
No, we had a report scheduled for the 23rd, and that has been changed to the 9th. I'm not aware.
Oh, it's only a report? But that's at 9 o'clock.
It has been changed to July 9th.
Oh, really? Oh, all right. Thank you.
Okay, can we proceed to work group reports? Hearing no objection, the first work group report is on technology follow-up. I don't know that... I don't know that any member besides Williams was currently working on those issues.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Has anyone made contact with Les Radke, former supervisor?
Yeah, if anyone has, they will be recognized. Chair would propose postponing a report from that work group, which is kind of a ad hoc work group. Any objection? Let's proceed to elections timeline. Ms. Roberts, you have a report from the work group?
Right. I'd asked Bob just before we went to stream to forward it, because I'm having some computer trouble. I'd send it to him as a backup just in case this happened, and predictably it did. So if everyone could sort of access, those who have the internet, that is, could access it, you'll see the results of our work. The work group consists of Henry Knorr, Jane Gateward, Casey Peters, Carolyn Burden, Teresa Allen, Mary Berg, and myself, though not everyone was on every call, nor was everyone on for every call. But this does represent the consensus of those, I think there were probably about four of us who were on for most of the calls. And it's kind of detailed to read, but I'd be happy to have you ask questions. Above each section to which we have made a change, there's a note indicating what that change is.